Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 1st, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is a beautiful blue haze this evening, and all about the trees there is a tremendous glow, a light that is coming host-like in formation all about the trees directly over our heads and over Our Lady's statue. Now, in the center of this beautiful glow, the sky is opening up. I can see Our Lady. She's coming forward. Oh, she is so beautiful. Our Lady has on a white gown. Oh, it's so beautiful. It gives you a feeling of complete warmth and beauty. Everything about Our Lady is perfection. Our Lady has a deep blue sash about her waist, and she's taking now her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the Hail Mary beads that change colors as Our Lady's turning the beads. Our Lady has a mantle on. It's a white mantle with a golden trim around the border. The trim is about 3/4 of an inch wide. Oh, Our Lady is so fragile looking. The light is so beautiful that it has an impact about you, upon you emotionally. There's no human way I can explain this. Our Lady now is extending her crucifix like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My children and my child, much has transpired since I last met with you upon these grounds. The world is in deep darkness of spirit. Oh, my children, the evil has accelerated. The abominations are continuing, and fast you are heading into a world conflagration and chastisement. Oh, my children, my child, listen to me well and shout it to the world that Satan is now upon earth in a human form. As in the past, I counseled you, my children, to prepare your families, your homes, your children for the onslaught of Satan when he walks the earth. Now he is here upon your earth, and you must do battle with him. You have been given your armor in sacramentals. You must not abandon my son. You must go to the tabernacles of the world and eat of his body and his blood, the bread of life. My children, you must protest the offenses being committed against the divinity of my son. Is a great weapon. But unless you act and pray too, my children, you proceed nowhere. You become lax, indifferent, apathy sets in. Each and every individual of conscionable age shall be tested. Now, my child, you will listen well and repeat. The practice of sorcery and witchcraft has become widespread in your country and many nations upon earth. There is no goodness in witchcraft, for it is directed by Satan, the master of deceit. My children, there are only two forces now upon earth, good and evil, light and darkness. You are now being tested, and you must now make your choice. Which side shall you join? The road that leads to eternal damnation, the road of darkness, of sin, or will you walk the road to heaven, the road filled with light? My children, recognize the faces of evil now loosed in the world. I bring you a sad lesson in knowledge. In the past, we have counseled through prophets, your popes, to forbid all who have joined in my son's church, forbid them to become part of Freemasonry and the Masons. And why? Because, my children, they are not of God. And if they are not of God, they are the Antichrist. And why are they the Antichrist? Because they worship false idols. In the commandments of your God, you will remember, I, said the Lord, I am your God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before you. And who are these strange gods of masonry and witchcraft? Isis, my children, man has accepted gods of nature. Pagans you have become. You reject your God the Father. You reject the Trinity. And you have dabbled and burned your fingers in the unknown, the darkness of Satanism. My children, your children, parents, are the victims now of your laxity. They are the victims of their elders. All foul manner of acts are being taught them in their schools, in their secret societies. And why? Because you, as parents, are too lax in your duty. You flitter to and fro, looking for pleasures and gathering the materials of your world. And for what? For I shall soon make them as naught, nothing. My children, there is no honor among thieves. Those who rob the light from your soul. My children, your country, the United States, States has given itself to Satan. Corruption and evil, defilements in the home, corruption in your government. My children, understand, you cannot have two masters. One you will love and the other you will hate. Has my son become now hated in your world? Want to be mocked and scorned anew? Has my son's church met now with a new ruler? Have you torn down my son's church and erected one of man? Yea, I say unto you, your time is short. My child and my children, I have wandered throughout your world, crying tears of pity for you. I have counseled you for many earth years, and how many have accepted this counsel and acted upon it? Too few, my children. Can you not understand that when the ball of redemption is sent upon you, 3/4 of your world shall be gone? Oh, my children, you go forward and you look for love and peace and brotherhood in the evil secret societies of masonry. They too say peace and love and brotherhood. It is not the truth based on the love of God the Father. It is not the truth with the love of the Trinity. It is a mockery to Christianity. And you all follow like sheep to the slaughter, even those who call themselves representatives of my son in his house. Traitors you are, and as traitors you shall be judged by God the Father. Shall you stand before him, O pastors, and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? Yea, I say unto you, he shall spit you out as the vermin you have made yourself. For you have lost the light and accepted the darkness. And sadly, a fact is known that you as a leader have taken many onto the road to perdition with you. My children, you will pray much for your pastors, your clergy. The red hats have fallen, and the purple hats are being misled. Rome is in darkness, and I say unto you now, conform and you will die on the vine. Conform to the new mod and you shall die on the vine. My child, modernism promoted heresy. Heresy promotes Satan. It is because of the sins of man that this time has come upon your world. You are all now living in the latter days, my children. Many shall carry a heavy cross in the days ahead. The good shall be persecuted. Lovers of evil shall glorify those who dwell in evil. My children, you will have to remain simple in heart and desires, neither caring for nor seeking worldly acclaim or possessions. Store your treasures in heaven, my children, where neither moth nor rust shall corrupt them, where neither robbers shall take them from you. Too many, my children, have lost their souls seeking to get to the head. Riches are all vainglory in your world, my children. Power is vainglory, for all is passing fast. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and the countries throughout the world. A great test is to come upon mankind. Where are your sacramentals? All who keep the monuments, statues in their homes shall be saved. Do not abandon, my son. Do not judge and abandon, my son, on the actions of man. Pray for your priest, for he too is in a human body. I repeat again and again that none but a duly ordained, legally ordained priest in my son's house shall bring his sacred body in the house to another. Foul deeds are being committed upon my son's body, and you allow them, neither caring. Our lady is now reaching down to her mantle. She is bringing it up to her eyes, placing it over her eyes. Oh, my child, my heart is torn. It feels as though 1,000 knives have pierced my heart. Every day another enters. How many shall console me in my sorrow? I am truly the mother of sorrows. And why? Because my eyes look and watch the multitudes of my children entering into hell day by day. I cannot stem the tide now. I ask, I beseech, I plead with you as your mother to hold back the darkness. Fight the forces of darkness and evil that have entered upon your world. In the past, the demons were loosed upon your world, but the prince of darkness remained chained. But now he is loosed, my children, in the plan from heaven. He has been allowed his time. Satan, the supreme master of hell, now walks your earth in a human body. I do not, as your mother, seek to fill your heart with fear, but you must now face reality and the facts. The days given in the Book of Life, the Bible, the days spoken of and written of by your prophets are here. I caution you to the book of Revelations, the apocalypse of St. John, my children. Read and learn, read again, for soon there will be darkness and you will be unable to read. You will store it all in your heart and your memory. My children, I ask you not to judge your brothers or sisters. You must avoid all occasions of evil. Protect your children and your homes, for the souls of many whom knock upon your doors are evil. You will call upon Michael often to guide you and guard you in the days ahead. Each and every one of you, my children, have received a guardian upon earth. You must now call upon and entreat your guardian to protect you. This is a very difficult time for mankind. My children, I cannot promise you an easy road. The road to heaven is not easy. It is filled with thorns. But I assure you, my children, if you will pick up your cross and carry it, at the end of this road, you will find roses and beauty far beyond anything the human mind could ever comprehend. The battle, my children, will be won when you say in your trial, "My Jesus, my confidence. My Jesus, my confidence." Our Lady now is taking her rosary out like this and extending the crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is now turning to the right. Now, directly behind Our Lady, the sky seems to be just folding away. It's very difficult to put into words. It's just folding away, and I can see Michael and many, many angels. Oh, they're dressed in different colors of the rainbow. Some are, I could say they were children formed of angels. They're tiny. And others look kind of older, if you can explain it that way. I don't know, they have no age, but they are absolutely beautiful. They're following Our Lady now as she goes across the sky to our left. She's leaning down now, extending her beautiful rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning to her left and she's starting across the sky. She doesn't walk. There's no way to explain it. Our Lady just glides across the sky. She's carried almost on the wind. Now she's stopping just above the second tree, leaning over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father in heaven sends his blessings upon you in the Trinity and disperses among you the spirit of light. My child, you will read your photographs now. There is much work to do. Said that you must be made aware of the terrible trials now upon earth. Your children are in great danger to fall into the web now being spun by Satan through the measures of, Our Lady said, Freemasonry and communism. This web is one of evil. It is a massive plot. It has been planned many years ago, but placed in practice now. Your children are being debased and defiled through sorcery, drugs, and indoctrinated through your schools. The powers of witchcraft must not be tested, for forces are now loosed upon your earth. The supernatural must be recognized, for it is evident that too few are preparing themselves for these days you are living in. My children, do not laugh as I caution you that walking among you are those who are no longer human in nature nor pursuits. They have given themselves to Satan and no longer can be recognized as human. My children, they are sacrificing other humans in their rituals of black mass. Many young enter upon this scene seeking friendship among their fellow men. And why? Because they have a void in their lives that you as parents have not filled. And the leaders in my son's house, they have been abandoned by them. They do not have a foundation of faith nor learning to protect them and to give them the armor to withstand these onslaughts. My children, as parents, you must recognize now that your children have rejected the knowledge of their God, the Father in heaven, and have replaced this with false gods. I say unto you now, a secret society kept secret for years was practicing witchcraft. The secret society has been bloodletting for years, unknown to members that were not on the third step. My children, all that was given in the foundation of faith, all that was indoctrinated into the true priesthood was for reason. And now you see the results of casting aside the traditions of your faith. My children, you are facing now a great trial. Unless the world recognizes the supernatural, they cannot protect themselves from what is now loosed upon earth. I repeat, Satan, not the lesser demons of hell, but Satan himself now walks your earth. Earth year of 1940 was his beginning. He entered upon your country in 1971. Satan, the prince of darkness, the father of all liars, the master of deceit, is now here to claim his own. This message, my child, will be met with scorn and mockery, but you must continue upon your way. Every voice throughout the world shall hear this message. And then, my children, shall come the end. The gospel of truth will be sent throughout the world, and then, my children, shall come the end. Our lady said to take a picture, please. The sky has become a very deep pink in color. All about the trees, there is a very brilliant light now. The pink is slowly disappearing, and the center of the sky is becoming like a crystal. I can't explain it. There's a brilliant light as though you're looking through cut glass, but directly in the center, there's a circular pattern of color of light. The stream of light is so brilliant, it could, I'm sure, without heaven's graces, it would burn, sear your eyes. It's the most beautiful light. Now, directly, almost like a pinpoint, I can see Jesus coming through this light. It's beautiful. He has nothing upon his feet. His gown is a beige color tonight. It's beige with, he has a belting of a skin-like material. I don't know exactly what it is, but it does look like calf skin or something. It's a narrow belting. It's holding the folds of the skirt-like material of his gown. Jesus has about his shoulders a burgundy cape. It has a hood, which now Jesus is passing his hand through his hair, and the hood now is coming down upon his shoulders. Now Jesus is stepping forward. He's looking about him and placing his hand out front like this, the three fingers extended. He's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand upon his heart. My children, my mother has counseled you well. Man, in his heresy, in his falling away from the truth, has lost the knowledge of the supernatural. Because of this loss, he is blinded to what is now taking place about him. Your world is in deep darkness of spirit. All hell now is loosed upon earth. It is the time of trial and test for all. My children, it is because of man's sin that this trial has come upon you. Through countless earth years, my mother wandered to and fro, pleading with you to accept and not reject her counsel. For as errant children, you would receive your just reward. Man has now, in his search for knowledge, the facilities, the mechanical aptitude to set upon your world the great fires. Man, who has ever been searching and never coming to the truth. My children, there are two forces upon your world. Good and evil. It is a battle of the majesties, and this is a war of the spirits, far greater than any war man has been engaged in since the beginning of time. The evil has accelerated, and your children are the principal victims. Parents, you must now become the disciplinarian in your home. You have the major responsibility now for safeguarding the souls of your family. Do not expect your children to be guided the right way in the light by the teachers in your school systems, for all have fallen to Satan. Satan, the prince of darkness, the master of deceit now, controls every media in your country and the countries throughout the world. As he was a murderer and liar from the beginning, so he is still a murderer and liar. My children, the choice is yours. The ball of redemption is nearing mankind. You are being warned, and you must act upon this warning now. What was to happen in the future shall be now. My children, and I say my children, though many have rejected me, I say unto you, you must now turn from your ways that have offended the Eternal Father much. The heavy hand of chastisement shall be placed upon you. I repeat the words of my mother to the clergy. Conform with the world and you will die on the vine. I am the vine dresser. The vine is the tree of life, eternal life. You were my branches. But this tree now is being shaken, and all that is rotten shall fall. You are all living now and passing through the latter days, the days counseled by my mother to you in past messages through various spheres throughout your world. You have been prepared well, and now as you go through this crucible of trial and suffering, you will learn by it. And if you have strengthened yourself through my mother's counsel, you will pass through this crucible with strength and courage. My children, yes, you shall receive a warning, but it shall be minor in comparison to the great chastisement. Immodesty has led to the corruption of the young. Paganism has been condoned by your leaders in your countries throughout the world. You learn nothing from your past history, for you repeat and repeat the same errors. And I assure you, again, there will be a repetition of a just punishment. The spirits loosed upon your earth are supernatural, And man must not reject this knowledge, for he will be without his armor. The forces, the dark forces of evil now do final battle to mankind. Gather your armament. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and all of the countries and nations of the world. My children, the firmaments shall be aflame. Many shall look and wonder. But those who have listened to the counsel of my mother shall be prepared. We do not come to you and send prophets of doom to you without reason. I use this expression, my children, as we have heard it repeated many times by those who do not understand or reject my mother's messages. We come to you to give you this last chance to restore your nation and the nations upon earth. For if you do not restore them, I assure you, my children, I shall place the final judgment upon you. Clergy in my house, I have looked upon most of you and found you wanting, for you have given yourselves over to all pleasures of the flesh. You have become arrogant and self-seeking, neither watching nor caring as your sheep scatter. Woe unto the man, whether he be clergy or layman, who defiles the young. My children, you must pray more for your clergy. They too receive heavy attacks from Satan. They have not been given a special passport to heaven. They need your help and your prayers. Charity of heart you shall extend to all your brothers and sisters. For without charity, my children, you have grown cold. Without charity, you have become in the mass of darkness. Without charity, my children, the world will be lost. Through Satan's blandishments and corruptive nature, he has induced you to accept errors and delusions. The Eternal Father permits this delusion for a reason: the separation of the sheep from the goats. My children, my mother will continue to counsel you in the days ahead. You must use all of the armaments given to you in sacramentals. You must pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes, in your countries, and you must meditate more on the Passion. Why, my children? Because you too, as followers of mine, shall go through your Passion upon earth. My child, this startles you, I understand. But time shall bear out this message. My child, you ask about a most difficult mission. you will take each day as it is given to you. I repeat, step by step, it will appear before your very eyes. Pray more, my child, in silence and quietude. Do not let the distractions of the world hinder your mission. I will give you the answer within this week, my child. Nothing will be lost. Now Jesus is extending his hands out like this. With his three fingers extended, he's smiling. I bless you as the Father blesses you in the Trinity, and I send unto you all the Spirit of light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is moving over to our left side. He's floating across the sky. Oh, now I see Our Lady coming down directly over the banner. I didn't see her standing back there. She's coming down now and joining Jesus. She comes to about his shoulder. Her head comes up to his shoulder. And oh my, Michael is covering the sky. Oh my, he covers the whole sky. I have never seen anyone so big. He's very awesome. He's not out of proportion, but boy, he's huge. Oh my. Now over on the right side, there are many, many angels coming now. Oh, they're just coming through the sky. Isn't that amazing? Oh, they're so beautiful. Now they're grouping all about Our Lady and Jesus. And Jesus is looking back. He's smiling. He looks very beautiful. His hair now is blowing in the wind. It's quite long. It looks reddish brown. I don't know if it's from his cape or the lights, but his hair does look sort of reddish brown. I can see that very clearly. Now they are Jesus is extending his hand like this. He's directly next to the first tall tree and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're all turning to their left and they're going across the sky. They just glide. They don't have to move their feet. Oh my. Weightless. They look absolutely weightless. Oh my. Now Jesus is coming. He's coming over by the first tree on our right. And he's standing there now. He's just standing in the air above the tree and bending over and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is smiling. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together like this with a rosary draped over them. Now she's looking and Jesus is now passing her. He's standing and he's coming right over the statue. Now Lady now is coming over by his right side. And Michael now is there. Now over on the left side, the sky is opening up. Oh my, I see many, many people. I don't know what they represent. I see many people there. And there's a man standing there. Oh my, there's a man standing there and he's pointing. Oh. It's a soul. Ah, it's very transparent. It's a soul. Oh. Yes. Yes, yes. Jesus, yes, yes, I will. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh. Now, my child, you will be seated and do exactly what I told you.
Pray for us. Mary, our mother, pray for us. Mary, Magdalene. pray for us. Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 1st, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.